affect their safety and happiness.
This was the right of revolution championed by Jefferson and other radical Whigs. Having inspired the American Revolution and later the French Revolution, this was the revolutionary doctrine of the 18th century. This was the doctrine condemned vehemently by its opponents as the road to anarchy. Although radical Whigs defended revolution, they by no means defended it without qualification. They did not approve of indiscriminate revolution. They insisted that preconditions must be satisfied before revolution is called for. No government is perfect, so there would be perpetual turmoil if revolutions broke out at the slightest injustice. Isolated cases of oppression might justify resistance, but they cannot justify revolution. The rule of thumb here is that revolutions should not create more evils than they remedy.
Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
The abstract right of revolution is clear, but to apply this principle to the real world requires great care. Of capital importance to the radical Whigs was the presence of a conspiracy by government to subvert human liberty. Unrelated acts of injustice were not enough. These acts must link together in a causal chain, thereby providing evidence of a plan. The established government must exhibit a design, a purposely thought-out series of events to establish tyranny. Only after this pattern of injustice becomes evident to